Continuing in Makos, Bekiyas, Davches Omer Aleph, top of the page, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hazorek Even L'Rishus HaRabim, Reish, hey, Reish, stands for Rishus HaRabim. One who throws a stone to the public area, V'Harag, and he killed someone, Hey Zayin Hare Ze Gole, he goes to the ear Miklat Gole, he goes to Galus, Galus is the ear Miklat. Rabbi Lezman Yaakov Omer, Im, if, Mikishe Yatsa, if from that when left Ha'evin, the stone, Miyado, from his hand, that means, if after the stone left his hand, the root of that big fancy word is Yatsa, if after the stone left his hand, Hotzi Hala es Rosho, the other guy, Hala is the other guy, Hotzi et Rosho, he stuck at his head, the stone already left the hand of the thrower, this guy sticks his head out the window after the stone left the hand of the thrower, Bikibla, and he accepted it, he received it in his head, and it killed him, God forbid, Hare ze Potter, hey Zion, Hare ze Potter. Only if his head is there when the rock is thrown, then we could say, perhaps, that he's chayav. But if his head only was stuck out after the guy threw the rock, the thrower is going to be patur. Zorak es ha'evin l'chatzero. He threw the stone into his own chatzer, his own courtyard, like his backyard, v'harag, and he killed someone that was in his backyard. If the nizak, the damagee, the victim, if he has rishus, he has permission to go into the backyard. So then the murderer is gola. He goes to golos. Again, if the victim who was killed had permission to come into the backyard, then the thrower, the murderer, is going to go to golos. V'im lav. And if not, that means he had no business being in the backyard. He wasn't allowed to be there. So it's not the fault of the... He's not even considered shogeg. It's not like he should have been careful. It's nothing. No one belongs on my property. Private property. No trespassing. And therefore, eino gola. He's not going to go to golos. How do we know this? Din, we've already actually seen this earlier. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'ashe yavosh v'ehu bayar. He found his friend in the forest. Now, why does the Torah need to tell us a story where he killed him? Just tell us the rules. Why giving a scenario, he finds a friend in the forest? Who cares? Who cares where it is? So the Mishnah says, no, we care, because every word of Torah is meaningful, and the Torah is coming to tell us something. What's it coming to tell us? Continues the Mishnah, Ma haya arishus la nizakula mazikli kones asha. Ma means just like when we're comparing two things. Ma, just like the forest, there's permission for both the nizak and the mazik, the damagee and the damager, to enter there. Li kones asha. Af kol rishus la nizakula mazikli kones asha. So the only time a person is going to go to golos is where it happens in a place where they're both allowed to be. Af also kol rishus, any property, any property and permission, both can be rishus. Kol rishus l'nizak u'lamazik l'ikonis Hashem. Now here it probably means permission. Anyone who has permission, anytime the nizak and the mazik have permission to go into the backyard, so then there's a possibility that the murderer is going to go to golus for unintentionally killing someone. Yatza goes out, meaning this excludes chatzer balabayis if it happens in the courtyard of the balabayis, she'ein rishus lenizak likonis hasham, where there's no permission for the damagee, the victim, to enter there. He had no business being there. If he had no business being there, then the balabayit doesn't have to worry that someone might be there, and therefore it's considered a freak accident. It's less than unintentional, it's less than shogeg, and he's not going to be chayev to go to ir miklat. Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul learned something else out from this pasuk. B'shol Omer. Ma, we're talking about cut chopping wood. Ma chatovas eitzim rishus, just like chopping wood, it's rishus. You have permission to do so. It's optional. Optional meaning it's not a mitzvah. He's doing something optional. If you want to chop wood, chop wood. You don't want to chop wood, don't chop wood. Av kol rishus. So the only time a person is going to go is when he kills someone, if he's involved in an optional activity. Yotza, this comes to exclude the following three cases that could, God forbid, lead to someone dying, but they involve a mitzvah, and since the person is involved in a mitzvah, even if he ends up, God forbid, killing someone, he's not going to go to Golos. What are the three cases? Yotza ha'av ha'makeh es beno, comes to exclude a father who's hitting his son. There's a mitzvah to educate our children. In the olden days, hitting the kids was an effective parenting tool. Nowadays, most rabbanim and most mechanchim tell us that it is not an effective tool. But if it's an effective tool and he's educating his child, so God forbid the child dies from the smack, so the father is not going to go to Golos. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi's on the Mishnah. Rashi's on the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Rashi, Mefarish Taima B'Gemara. The reason for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's din, that it depends when the man stuck his head out the window, if the thrower of the rock is going to go to Golos, that reason will be explained in the Gemara. Okay, here's our line that we're up to. Continuing in Rashi. Ha'av ha'makez b'no, a father who hits his son. Lehatoso, to turn him, l'derech acheres. The kid is going off the derech, off the path, and he's hitting him in order to turn him to a different path than the path that the child is taking. Now we have a little beis over there, which is goes a bach, and the bach changes the word ha'acheres to derech ha'emes. He's going on a crooked, false path. He's going off the derech, God forbid. The father wants to set him straight, so he smacks him. Nowadays, that is a very effective way of making sure that the son goes 110% off the derech. Okay, but in those days, it seemed to work. So therefore, there's a mitzvah to educate our children and make sure that they go in the right path. So here, he's hitting his son, and he's involved in a mitzvah of educating his child. So God forbid the son dies from the slap. Then the father does not go to Golos because he's involved in a mitzvah. And the Torah is communicating to us that only if he's involved in optional activity, like chopping wood in a forest, is a person going to go to Golos. That's case number one. Exception number two, harav harodes talmido, a Rebbe that is also smacking his student in order to educate his student. Again, that's the way things were done in the good old days. In the olden days, the Rebbe would smack the student, and that was considered, that was chinuch, that was a mitzvah, and therefore, if God forbid something happens, the Rebbe is not going to go to Golos, because he's involved in a mitzvah. And the third case is a shaliach bezdin, a messenger of bezdin. What's a shaliach bezdin? We're learning Maseches Makos. So if someone is chayev Makos, he was warned, edim, hasra, witnesses, and warning not to violate a negative prohibition. And he did it anyway in front of the witnesses, so depending on what it is, but very often it'll be punishable by Makos, 39 lashes, which is the topic of our general Masechet over here, Maseches Makos. So someone has to do the job. So there was a Shaliach Bezdin. The Bezdin appoints a messenger. He's in charge of giving the Makos. He's the executioner, except here we're not executing. We are giving the 39 lashes. Look at the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Shliach Bezdin. Hamalke Arboim Lechayev Malkos. The Shliach Bezdin, Hamalke that hits him, Arboim, the 40 lashes, which the Gemara is going to teach us is really 39, Lechayev to one who is Chayev Malkos. Makos. Okay, so this is an important point. The Hebrew word is makos. And your makeh, makot. The makeh, to be makeh is a verb. Makeh, the makot, the lashes, that's the noun. In Aramaic, makos is with a kaf. But in Aramaic, the word is malkos, with a lamed and a kuf. So your malkeh, that's the verb, malkeh, malkos. And that's why we also have the term loke. He does this negative prohibition, he is loke. He gets the makos. So in Hebrew it's makos, in Aramaic it is malkos. Okay. We're up to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, the Rishus HaRabim, commenting on the first line of the Mishnah, which said, first line of the Mishnah said, Hazorik Evin, the Rishus HaRabim, Baharak, Harez Agola. He goes to Gola, so he throws a stone into the public area, and he kills someone. Asks the Gemara, the Rishus HaRabim, he threw into a public area? Mazin who? That's not like Shogeg, unintentional, that's considered intentional. So he's not going to be Chayiv Misa for that, because there's no warning, Hasra, for a lot of reasons. But it's worse than a regular unintentional shogeg killing. It's worse than falling off the ladder and dropping the barrel and the other examples that we gave. And therefore, he shouldn't go to Golus. So why does the Mishnah say he goes to Golus? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. So he clarifies the case. You know, what's the case? It's not a random guy throwing a stone into the Rishus Rabim. Bisoser es koslo. When he is soser, he is breaking down his wall. The kotel of Maravi. He's breaking down his wall. Okay? The wall is in danger of falling. It's leaning, it's wobbly, it's not secure, it's not safe. We don't want it to fall on someone. So the owner of the wall has to safely take down that wall and rebuild it to make sure no one gets hurt. So he's taking down the wall, and in the process of taking down the wall, that's what it means that he threw a stone into the Rishus HaRabim. And someone got killed, he's gonna go to Golus, because he wasn't actually throwing stones, he was taking down the wall. Says the Gemara, Iboile Liyuni. Boi has three definitions, needs, wants, and asks. Here it's needs. Iboile, the iuni. He needs to do iun. When you learn Gemara iun, you're learning in depth. When you're knocking down a wall to be le'ayen is to make sure that there's nobody there to make sure it's safe. Says the Gemara, besoser es kos lo balayla. He's knocking down the wall at night. So presumably there's no one there at night. And 8 people are home. Says the Gemara, no, it's no excuse. Balayla nami! Iboile, the iuni. At night, Nami, also he needs to check. Iboile, he needs the uni to check and make sure that there's no one around when he takes down the wall. Answers the Gemara, Besoser es kos lo la'ashpa. On the other side of the wall is, ashpa is literally garbage, and maybe it means a garbage dump, but it's a place that people went to the bathroom. So the Gemara says, well, hi ashpa, hechidami. This ashpa, this garbage dump, where you are knocking down the wall into Hechidami. Hey Dalit, what's the case? Ish Hechibarabim, if it's a bathroom that people use, so then Posheahu, he's negligent. And again, he's not going to go to Golos, because it's worse than Shogeg. A person goes to Golos when he kills Bishogeg unintentionally. If it's more severe or less severe, then it doesn't fit into the category of Shogeg, he's not going to go to Golos. Either it's too much of a punishment or not enough of a punishment. We give precise punishments to give a kapara and atonement. So, ish shchichi barabim, if people are common, it's shchichi barabim. If found there, rabim. If many people are found there, posheyahu. So he's negligent when he knocked down the wall into the public bathroom. And he's even worse than shogeg. Ilo shchichi barabim, and if there's nobody there, people are not found in this bathroom, this garbage area, so onusu. So then it's like a freak accident. It's less than shogeg. You also shouldn't go to Golos. Amra papa lo tricha ella. It's not needed. Rather, meaning not needed, only. Lo tricha ella means it's only needed. What is this halacha needed for? La ashba hasuya lipanas baba laila. The ain asuya lipanas baba yom. This is a garbage Asuya that is made liponos ba. Liponos is to go to the bathroom. To go to the bathroom in it balayla at night. It's a nighttime bathroom. The ain asuya, but it's not made liponos ba bayom. To go to the bathroom there by day. So it's a nighttime bathroom, not a daytime bathroom, maybe because it's not sanua, it's exposed, whatever it is. The ika, the yesh, and there is dimikri that happen, vi yosef, and they sit there and go to the bathroom. So it's a nighttime bathroom and not a daytime bathroom. He's doing it by day, but it's not like it's closed during the day. Sometimes you go to a park and there's a bathroom that's locked. It's not locked. It's not closed. But it's a nighttime bathroom. It's not a daytime bathroom. But sometimes it could be that someone will go there by day. Ika demikri v'yosef. So says the Gemara. Bottom line. Poshe alohavi. You can't call him negligent. Because it's not made for people to go to the bathroom there by day. So he's not negligent. No one's supposed to be there. But onus nami lohavi. But you also can't say that it's an onus, like a freak accident. Because it does happen that people will go to this bathroom even though it's not supposed to be used by day. And therefore, it's not negligence. It's not onus, freak accident. It's something in the middle. What's in the middle? We call that shogeg, and that's why the Mishnah says, and that's what the Mishnah is referring to when it says, Azorik Evan Lushusarabim. He's going to go to Golos because it's considered shogeg, unintentional, because people are not usually there, but it could be that someone is there, and therefore he should have checked. It's the status of shogeg, and he's going to be chayev Golos.